go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Hey, hey guys. Welcome back. Mom's Talk Autism. That was my elbow in the wall.
In case you're wondering. Doing self-interest behaviors on
how professional we still are in 2024. This will show you how good we are. Thank you for joining us again today. I am your ridiculous host, Shannon Corza. Stick around and I'll introduce the rest of the ladies.
When you become a mom, you never imagine your child getting an autism diagnosis. It feels like your dreams have shattered, like a framed photograph falling off your mantle, exploding into a thousand pieces. But instead of trying to glue those pieces back together, this community of moms is here to help you build a new dream, a better one. So join in the conversation as us moms talk autism.
All right, girls, we have all four of us here again today. So let's do a little round robin and say hello. I'm going to call you out. Jean, say hey.
Hi. Ridiculous Jean here.
Seems ridiculous as the word. Walls. Tashi, say hey.
Oh, hi. Hey,
and Brittany.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And I will try to refrain from elbowing any more walls in this episode. We are back. We are back with our 2024. I told you guys I didn't want to call it expectations.
Vision board,
because that's all that's stuck in my head now. We're going to talk a little bit today about what we want to bring forward into 2024 and the direction that we are all aiming and the hopes that we have for our families, our kiddos, the podcast, our community. I say hopes and not plans because we all know what happens when we make plans. So if you guys listened last week, we talked about the wrap up of 2023. And a lot of us said, you know, we're going to get on in a week and we're going to talk about next year. So
Here we are.
We're going to talk about 2024. Who wants to go first? Who wants to put some goodness out into the universe for the next year?
I do.
I knew it. I knew it.
Here we go.
Positive Polly over here.
Give me some of what you're taking.
Yeah.
We're all about to get a sermon, everybody. So strap in.
Take you to church. Okay.
Do you want me to sing that for you again?
Yeah. Can you really quickly? No. Oh, Brittany, can you do it real quick?
Yeah, Brittany. No. Oh, thank you. You're like, no, Shannon, don't sing it. We're going to let Brittany sing.
That was a hard no.
Sometimes I feel like I'm just going to like do that one time and it's going to catch her off guard. She's going to like forget that she's recording
and she's going to just go for
it. Do it.
Start singing.
Mm-hmm. And okay. We'll all be like, oh my gosh. Anyways.
All right. So
take me bring to
us,
church. Yep.
Bring us your 24 vibes.
Yes.
What do we
got? All good. Okay. Let me start by saying, this year is starting off well. I already have so many plans. The biggest plan coming Mother's Day weekend is...
Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous already.
Taylor Swift in Paris. Taylor Swift in Paris.
Is there a more perfect sentence? Taylor Swift in Paris. That's I can't even believe this. I can't even believe it. This is real?
Yes. Okay, well, so here's the thing. Nicole and I, my twin sister and I, we, for the last 9 years, last 9 years have not been able to spend our birthday together.
Yeah.
And I mean, totally understandable. We're adults. We live on opposite sides of the country, et cetera. But when you're twins, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of a big, like our 40th birthday. We didn't get to spend our 40th birthday together. Okay. Yeah, so
that's
anyways, this is you just got to do it.
You got to do it.
You just got to do it.
You and if gotta, you're going to do it, you got to go big.
Yeah, you know, and she's traveled around. She travels around. She's been to Paris before. And she was like, I got to take you there. We got to pretend like we're, you know, a married French? Couple. And
what?
And just,
I'm you so, know, go I'm
on a,
so,
on a lovely love.
I mean, France is one of my favorite places in the entire world. Like literally.
Okay.
I wanted to retire.
I don't know because I've never been there. But
even the worst food is still the best food. And
I'm going to
you.
Come back and tell you all of the
you're
going to
take pictures. You're going to do what Brittany did. That's what you're going to do.
Yes. I'm going to drink wine and champagne and espresso.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
And eat croissants.
Yep. You're going to have petit déjeuner. For that's your
maybe
breakfast.
Smoke a cigarette because
yes,
you know
in the
when
morning.
In
Paris
when in Paris, France. Yes,
like what a perfect time to go too. Like I think that's the time of year I went when I went to Paris. Mm. It's yeah. the weather, like it's so perfect.
So that is exciting. That's one thing that I'm very, very, very excited about. But the other thing is because you know hashtag firewife life, we have to. Schedule everything out because Tyler picks his vacation day. So we planned a trip to Palm Springs this year, that week following the kids getting out of school. Mm-hmm. Super exciting because we're going to go do all the hiking and, you know,
get
all that kind
sweaty.
Of stuff that we love. Yes. But we got a house with a, you know, a pool or whatever. So
nice.
We will be fine. Yeah. And then just, like, as far as like the podcast goes, I'm just so excited to see where it takes us this year, you know, like what, like the guests that we have on. I feel like we just exploded last year, you know, which is like people
just
our community growing so large, but then that just that networking and people mm-hmm. reaching out to us and wanting to be on the show, you know, that's like the highest compliment, you know, like
sponsorships.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see what, you know, who's coming this year and, just all of the things and hopefully, we talked about it, I think for a couple of years.
Oh God, let's hear it.
I feel that this is the year of just really figuring out a way to connect our community outside of just our Instagram page, mm-hmm. To really get our community members involved with each other. Yeah. So, and then of course, Jack, you guys like, duh, right? Like he's watching him just change and blossom. And of course, you know, there's, you know, the steps, the big jumps and some regressions and all new things and puberty is here and
don't say the P word.
We're already dealing with acne, which I'm just like, oh Lord, you know, and I have to be such an obsessive person. But anyways, yeah, just that final push through fourth grade and 1 year left of elementary school. It's just such there's like big it's like all the things are
milestones.
All the things are happening, are coming.
Milestones.
Lightning
and
speed.
Stones.
Mm-hmm. Lightning speed. And then, you know, I'm just going to continue my philanthropy, you know, career, just being a philanthropist and doing all the things. And
right. And that's
probably really,
let's just say,
probably making Tyler very angry because, you know, he feels like money should be involved in something that I do. But I just don't feel like that's where God has me.
Mm-hmm.
Little marital counseling right here too.
You're doing important.
Yes, yes.
Same argument.
Oh yeah, and then oh yes, and then same like watching you know what happens in our church and in our kids ministry and all of that is just so exciting to see you know for me the way that I believe the all the work that God is doing in all these mm-hmm. separate parts of my mm-hmm. life. So, love boom.
It. I love it. Who's next?
Who's next?
Okay, I'll go. That's a good layup. I have actually high hopes for 2024.
Just got.
I do. I think that there's.
Isn't that a song?
It's a song. Yes, that is correct. You did not make that up. That is not an ode, not Tosh OG.
See, that is not a Tosh Doman original.
No, I know. I know. I don't know what it is because I know that like all of my movie and singer friends here who know every lyric and
quote
from every movie, I knew you guys would bring it in for me. So,
yes.
Continue on. Whatever.
So I'm in the same boat with, you know, Rory. It seems like we are touching upon adolescence. So that's in our neighborhood now. And we, you know, the last year, you know, encroaching upon the last year of elementary school and that big change, that jump into middle. And so that has had me very anxious, especially too with like, the state of education, you know, understanding the bigger picture, like, and how that all trickles down and how that's all going to affect. So it's like constantly reevaluating those pieces. I too am excited about the direction of our podcast because I guess the word would be is that there's this, again, the synergy out there and it's like we're magnetic because what we're doing is so genuine and with real intention of serving people. Like individually, the four of us have such a trait of servitude to others and wanting to serve others. And we understand the importance and the difference that it can make in other people's lives. And we don't know. There's no outcome that we're attached to. That's the other beautiful thing. So it's like we don't know what it's going to look like. We're taking certain steps to have certain things done or in place, right? But we don't know. And so that's super exciting. And it's always exciting to see how well it is received and who's listening. I'm always shocked by who's listening, right? Sometimes like just very unexpected guests. And it can be people in arenas that we in our individual lives wish we're listening, you know, and you're like, wow, you really, we've captivated an audience beyond just running in the lane of being a mom or a dad. So, that's super cool. But, you know, same with my own philanthropy, there is a return on investment and that is much greater than the monetary value that you could get out of something. And that's a hard place for a lot of people that don't understand. And also something I learned, interestingly enough, is that those of us with ADHD brains are not linear thinkers and we're three-dimensional thinkers. And so we do think in that higher level of that. And so people who are linear and more two-dimensional and think about everything and being prerequisite and one thing comes before the other, it's hard for them to wrap their heads around like that kind of community involvement. So I think, you know, it's a
little side note.
Yeah.
I am totally kidding when I say I'm a philanthropist.
It is. So you're not a rich. So we're not really a rich philanthropist. We just have.
I'm just saying like it's like Tyler and I's little inside joke because he's like, listen,
you're giving it all away for free.
Get a job.
You're giving it all away for free. But eventually, Tyler, this is not going to be.
I would say you're doing more of the philanthropy work than
whatever. It's like civic duty. You know what I'm saying? Like it's civic responsibility. Yeah. So, which is, you know, a big thing for society and for kids to see that being represented. And honestly, that civic duty lays the foundation for so much more in general. I saw it happen in my own husband's family. Like, his great grandfather had that and created that level of that, which then created the platform for them to monetize their businesses. And so it's super important. It's like creating a network. But you know, I think that finally being able to emerge on the other side of what I've been walking through that will give me a new sense of self. So I'm just looking forward to that. And I'm really not attached to any particular outcome. I'm just looking forward to how the future evolves and being able to become, be able to actually be who I've always wanted to be, right? Like actually be that and not be restricted in any way. And I'm not trying to just shape my life around certain variables. I think I've done that a lot. And that's because I've been in survival mode for decades. And so I'm looking forward to kind of allowing myself to be out of that finally at some point. So, you know,
we are looking forward to that for you as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not have, I mean, of course, there will be moments of overwhelm. I'm getting comfortable with just things kind of being imperfect. Like, not just occasionally, just.
Oh, yeah. We got to kill that stigma. Come on.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, just things are messy. And I even had my neighbor come over yesterday and she was like, oh my God, Gina, I just feel so at home at your house. So thank you so much. Like, your house is just as messy as mine and I love it. And I'm like, and she just, it made her feel more comfortable. And I was like, this is what it is, Sandy. This is what it is. She was like, you can't do it all. You have two kids, all the work that you do, four animals, 3,500 square feet of house. Like, it's too much. It's too much for one person. And it's not going to be perfect. It's just not.
Yeah, we need to downsize that house.
Oh, I know. But to even do that, we have to get through some final.
It's like a nightmare in cleaning. And
it is a nightmare.
Anxiety.
It is. Oh, yeah. It's paralyzing. It's terrible for my anxiety. It totally is. I can talk about that all day long. But that's the other thing. Like, my mental health is my mental and physical health is better. That's the thing. And when you start to actually be able to feel that, even in with orbiting around chaos, that's a healing moment too. Like, really being able to see that. And so I just kind of, again, look forward to more of that healing and accepting, you know, being 41 in this space and in my life and being able to create anew. It was really scary. I was really reluctant, thinking that my life was over. I thought my life was over. I thought there's going to be nothing after this. I'm going to be stuck. I'm going to be a single mom. No one's going to want me. There's nothing here for me. I have too many restrictions. Things are too hard. Now, that was all my story. And then I've just changed and altered that mindset. And there are
other shifts.
Yeah, perspective shift. A constant perspective shift. Just as like, again, you are what you consume, you know, and that's what you're absorbing on social media, what you're hearing, what you're listening, the people that are around you. Those things really, truly matter and have to be really mindful of that, especially when you're walking through hard crap. Wait a minute. Can I say crap? Are we say, is that
crap's
our replacement
good.
Word?
Can say, you're good.
Okay. I just,
you can say
I just
crap. Wanna,
thank you.
Well, what's your year looking like, Shannon?
Oh, you know, the Enneagram 2-wing-3 of me here is changing things up in 2024 for sure. I feel like every year it's always been like about what I'm going to accomplish and what's on my list and what am I checking off and how much further am I going to be. And in the last half of 2023, that drive has like come to bite me right in the rear end. And so my mantra for 2024 is to slow down. So taking more off of my plate and saying no to more things without guilt and being selfish about the time that I need for myself and unapologetic about it.
And the self-care that you need and you've not been giving yourself.
Yes.
Because you give yourself the exercise.
Yes.
You eat healthy, but Natasha, Real Talk with Tosh is holding Shannon very accountable. And if she doesn't, I will get on a quick little flight and
Don't you tempt me with a good time.
We'll have a little rehab.
A little intervention.
Yeah. So, you know, that is my intention moving forward. Maya graduates high school in 24 and she will be headed off to college. So just trying to consume as much of her as I can, you know, in the few months that she's going to be home, and really taking the moment to observe and be grateful for the little things between her and Gracie that happen. And I think that I am pretty mindful of those because it's sweet to see, but just really, really appreciate them while they're here in front of me so that I can, you know, tuck those little core memories away for later. That's all very big. And then, I mean, obviously, you know, continuing real estate, continuing with the podcast. I would love to know what our community would think about. I haven't said this to any of you yet. Are you ready for this? I would love to hear what our community would think about hanging out with our unshowered, homeless looking selves on YouTube. Is that something you guys would be interested in? I know a lot of podcasts are also going
YouTube, yeah,
with video. And I just want to warn you that if you vote for that, like, you're getting what you're getting, and it is not makeup and hair. Okay, so just be ready for it.
Word. It is fresh out of the shower or fresh not showered.
Oh no, fresh out of the I am not showered. So
usually never showered.
Let's just understand your expectations will need to be very low. But my thought
the
is
one in Brittany is like, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
I know, but my hope,
I'm saying anything.
My hope and my thought for the YouTube, which I don't love video either. I don't even like listening to myself. I annoy myself. But I know, my hope.
But now look at you, Marco Polo queen.
You know,
pause, Jean. Let her finish.
Sorry.
My hope with that is that maybe FaceTime would just help you guys feel a little bit more connected. And I wonder, I don't know. I just wonder, I'm not a big YouTuber. I don't watch things on YouTube. I'm more of a podcast. I'm an audio girl. So
yeah,
I don't know.
But there's lots of people that do.
Are. Yeah. So I would love to hear from you guys. You guys should just like shoot us a DM or something and let us know if that's even something you guys would be interested in. Because I've been kind of,
you know, Shannon, really quickly that I think, I mean, I know you are, you listen to podcasts all the time, and I wish I said that I did, but I'm just, I am not a normal person. So, but a few times watching a podcast show on YouTube, it does bring you a different, even if you're, you know, like just like multitasking and doing other things and like just glancing at it here and there or whatever, it still does bring you a different.
It gives you two dimensional. Instead, it becomes not just one-dimensional. It becomes two-dimensional because now you can hear and see. And with the podcast.
Yeah, and I mean, all of these people have had like, you know, like a nice little studio.
Oh, no, we're not doing like, that. No.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, it's like, it does. It brings some.
It does.
Just be ready for the train wreck it's going to be if you guys vote for it. I'm just saying, you know.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Anyways,
you know,
I love your spontaneity, Shannon. We're saying no to things, but now I'm also going to invite another layer.
But I mean, the thing is it's already done for us. It's just putting it there.
Totally.
Is all. So, yeah.
So
you
it's
know,
taking this Riverside and streaming it to YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it records.
We're having this little meeting of the minds.
I love we're having a meeting right now. Everyone's listening to it.
Guys, welcome to our meeting. This
welcome
is
to our meeting. It's just like a board meeting. It's a meeting that's held in public. Here it is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You're welcome. So anyway, that, you know, that's kind of a thought when it comes to podcasting, because we just, you know, it's like we love this. We love what we do. None of us got into this thinking it was even going to be anything, right? Like, we all really just kind of got into this, like, hey, let's hang out with other parents and talk about things that nobody else understands. And so it's sort of.
Yeah, it was this cute little, like, commitment that turned into, like, oh,
a big commitment.
We're really committed now.
It was this cute little hobby that all of a sudden is a big commitment.
Oh, we're in this. Yeah. Oh, this is the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and we all love it. We all love it. But
like, I know I got reprimanded for that the other day when I said, I was like, what's your hobby? And I was like, well, I have this podcast. Like, it's not a hobby if it has a purpose.
There you go. There you go.
So, Brittany, your little cookie thing, not a hobby.
Not a hobby.
It is definitely not a hobby.
She's fully aware.
She's really
like
aware
how I said
right
her
now.
Little cookie thing. I didn't mean to say
we knew.
What about
we got
you,
your
Brittany?
Point.
pretty blue.
Yeah, I'm just like this wave of emotions hearing all of these things right now because my Enneagram one
her nervous system gonna is overloading now.
My eyeballs are really, really big.
She's the keeper. She's the keeper of all information. She's mm-hmm. like, this is news to me. My hair is blown back.
See, look how exciting this will be next year whenever Shannon gets us rolling. And they'll get to actually see your, like, Brittany, like,
but have, that's what they're all missing. They miss out on the chaos.
Tears in my eyes right now because it's.
Well, Brittany, but here's the thing, Brittany. Your hair looks fantastic, so you'd be just fine.
You. I know you I did. You mean, were the one that did your hair before this. We didn't do.
Anything. I did. Yeah. I did this time.
I'm stinky right now, so
good thing it doesn't scratch and sniff.
It is. It's a very good thing because I just got done with that workout. That was not self care, but missing all of this that they could be seeing right
pray,
now.
I'm just praise saying. Jesus for no scratch and
sniff. Okay, Brittany.
Brittany, this is about continue, you, please. Brittany.
I'm going to mute please. Jean. No.
Yeah.
Go, Brittany, go.
Okay. All right. Yes, I. We'll talk about that later. I'm gonna.
We'll talk about we're gonna get a later. Text. We're gonna get a text we'll right table after this. Recording about
Mama
our
Brittany's gonna
next,
talk to you about that
next
later.
Meeting.
Oh, buddy.
We're no, able. It's fine. Yes. Spankings. So 2024. 2024 is going to be a very, very interesting year for the Crabtree House. Mm. I've got my oldest will be going back to college. He's going to be doing that locally. So that's going to be a uncharted territory for us, trying to manage and, you know, have an mm-hmm. adult person here doing their own thing, but yet still living at home. Mm-hmm. How do we balance that out? I'll stay tuned for that.
Yes.
And then Austin's probably going to be the one with the biggest amount of change and big things happening for him this year. For 2024, at the end of the year, he will be 18 and we will be starting the process of a conservatorship for him. I know what that means at the minimum barest level right now. So I don't want to speak about exactly what my expectations are for it because I don't have all the information yet, but it is going to consume and be a huge, huge part of my life and Doug's life and our family's life this next year. And it's going to be a journey and I will do my absolute best to document and talk about it on here as much as we can, because I know that is something that our audience will be interested in to hear mm-hmm. about. You can have a front row seat, whether that's video or audio or all of the above.
Catch us on YouTube. Things.
Just kidding. Yeah. I'll let you know. And if anyone knows anything about me, I take excellent notes. So I will try to provide that information for you. A lot of it may not be applicable in your situation because you don't live where I live, but there will be some overlap, I'm sure. So that's a huge part. And just trying to set all that up for him and get him set for his next stage of life, which is adulthood.
Are you hiring an attorney?
We are. We are going to be hiring a lawyer. I do not have one right now. I need to start that process. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to get through my current month right now. And then we'll talk about that soon. So yeah. And then Tyler will be a sophomore and entering into junior year of high school. He's doing fabulous. There's going to be a lot. He's involved in a fall sport and a winter sport, spring sport. So it's sports all year long. He does summer training. He's long distance running. So it's a lot of that. It's camps, it's conditioning, it's nutrition plans, it's all the stuff for him. And he is in it to win it. He wants to do it. Most likely he will be on varsity next year for cross country. So we're gearing up for all of that and all mm-hmm. that entails driving for him, getting him a vehicle. I've done it once. You think I would feel a little bit more prepared, no. But every child is different with that, with the driving thing. And it's starting over again. And it's at first just very, very, very stressful. It's just nerve wracking until everyone feels comfortable and you get used to it. It's tough. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of there with him on that. And then Miss Ruby K will be living her best life with all of the holiday celebrations and the Disney shows and the art projects. And she's starting to play a teeny tiny little bit of video games with her brothers, which will be an interesting dynamic for her if she continues with that. she mentions going to Disneyland at least once a week.
Oh, so, we're going to have to lock that down.
Yeah, I know. It's time more than anything. It's just hard to schedule, you know, get her. It's not that far away from us, but just blocking it out. Mm-hmm. And it's expensive. So, but she's always down for a Disney trip. Mm-hmm. And then, we are definitely starting, some high emotional things, which are, I think, puberty related. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, you know, and the whole, you know, starting our
period, menstrual cycle,
the actual period. Yeah. That hasn't happened yet, but I can feel it is coming. I can see the signs. So, you know, training bras, all those things. So, yeah, we're all like kind of crying about it. So
I'm almost 42 and I can't even handle my own menstrual cycle. Exactly. So
what makes me qualified to handle someone else's? Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
And I'm going to have to be, you know, really involved and try mm-hmm. to help her with that. So, but yeah, those are all really big stuff for us. We're going to do an amazing family reunion with my family in, Idaho, this summer. Looking forward to that. Doug is already scheduling some one-on-one trips with Ruby they're going to go to Six Flags and try her out on some kind of more heavy duty roller coasters. We've got all the camping. My husband, we'd be camping every weekend if it was his choice.
I love it. And if they were on YouTube, they could see your face when you talk about camping.
If you were, you would be right at home with Billy's.
Doug.
You and Tyler need to do a little 50 miler.
Brittany.
Doug would do it in a
PCT
second.
PCT action.
Brittany like almost wants to vomit in her mouth when she says the word camping.
I mean, I love my family. I do things I do for them. And I will say that Doug has been, it was really funny after he listened to June's episode about Adrian and the triathlon and everything. Once again, this got brought up.
Brought
up again at least once a year, at least.
I love you, Doug.
I really, really want to do a triathlon. I'm just
I'm
gonna kill you. I'm going to kill you.
Well,
maybe the triathlon will do it. If it doesn't, then I will because... Okay. Just the training involved. But
you only, you know, you only get so much time on this earth. So you might
as well. Let him do it before he gets too old to do it, Brett.
It's not up to me. If he wants to do it, I will support him.
I know you will. I know you will.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what else? I think that's it that I can think of right now. I'm sure there's a million other things.
And then, of course, the cookie business is just... Are we though?
Brittany is also going to slow down.
I feel like I've heard this before.
Brittany.
Oh, maybe I need to hold you to something. And Shannon, I need to put my little fingers on y'all and.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
All right. I will say this.
We'll see.
There is going to be some hard looks at the business side of things here in 2024. Mm-hmm. There is going to be some changes made and that is going to, because honestly, because of the conservatorship and the amount of time and effort is going to go into that, that is where it's going to come out of right now. That is my plan.
I was on the
Brittany
edge.
And I are going to be
that was so compelling.
Buddies.
I was on the edge of my seat.
Oh, okay.
Because she was like, listen, this is a way to reel you in. And you're just like,
I feel like that we should set a little date.
Oh,
for
wow.
each of you. Mm-hmm. Shannon and Brittany, mm-hmm. and if this is not started, then y'all
I just get to be a recluse.
I'm calling him out. Then y'all can
you
pay
sound
for
like me right now.
A little trip to come see you for the weekend.
Tosh is feeling like she has her crap together. Okay,
I don't, but I
listen. Let flow. I am going with it.
Let go, let flow. Let go, let God. Let's just let go. Anyways.
I'm just really hoping nobody can hear my stomach growling in the background.
Mm. Oh, I'm hungry too.
She's being noisy over here.
Anyways. So, Brittany, that's it. Okay.
There's a lot to happen in 2024. I don't have my plan yet. And you know I like a plan. I'll get back to you on that soon.
Mm-hmm. That's what God just coming. Said. I'll get back to you on that.
Mm-hmm. I'm expecting a new care mat
right now.
That's what
hold
I'm
please.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you about that. Hold,
she's reevaluating the care map and all the moving pieces.
I am. I am reevaluating.
You know what I will promise to be better at this year?
What?
Instagram.
But not my Instagram doesn't writing? Bring you joy. It doesn't bring you joy.
It doesn't. But I promise to fulfill my duty on the day that I'm supposed to do it.
Oh, okay.
Every week.
My duty.
Unless I'm gone.
Unless I'm gone.
You know, duty. Hey, you know what? You know what? Here's where I think maybe we should look into some AI. That's where AI would benefit us for real.
On Instagram?
Is with Instagram?
Yes. Yes.
Put little fake versions of us up there?
I watched the craziest thing. I went to a summit last week. 2 weeks ago on a Friday. And it was...
Wait, AI in just the sense of like our what we write?
This woman...
Or? I'm confused.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she showed us a video, right? And when the video was over, she said, I did not... That was not me. That was my voice. I did not write that script. So somebody wrote the content. It picked up her voice.
Oh, yeah.
It looked completely real. I mean, honestly, this is also how I've gotten catfished a couple times. So, you know.
this is like scaring me.
Right. Because
this is also too. Okay, here we go. Now Jean's involved in the circle. Jean. Oh. This is what I'm holding Jean to this year, you guys.
Shit.
Jean is going to grow in her own and let love come
naturally.
We're just okay, not going to search for it because
this is why they need
weirdos
video
out there.
This is why they need video.
There are weirdos out there, and I do not want you getting catfished.
Well, no, that's the whole point. Is you have to be active because of that. One of the reasons, but literally, I've been like,
but I'm
this
saying,
is a whole other but I'm podcast saying, episode, friends.
I know I'm following lots of coaching on this, and the coaching is that that's an old wives' tale. Is that it'll just happen when it's unexpected. No, that's does not happen like that anymore. Not in this world. You have to be more intentional.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to say about 2024. When you see us anywhere, we will not be AI. We will be the actual humans who started this podcast.
I'm sorry. I was just being clever and saying, here's an alternative to consider.
Right.
Okay.
If we could clone ourselves, we would, but we cannot.
Oh, I would love to. Did you ever watch the movie Multiplicity? That is one of my favorites. With Ally, not to Ally Sheedy. Oh my God.
Oh, my headphones are squeezing my
head. So good. But anyway, he creates multiple versions of himself and it's amazing.
All right, ladies.
Is that it? Is that all the wisdom that we're going to bestow on?
Is there any final words moving into 24?
We've got some awesome guests lined up.
We already have some awesome stuff ready to launch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Guests that are going to be ready to go launching in this next month to two months. Anyways, and so just super excited to see who else is out there. I really want more community members, so please.
We've got some experts, some professionals. We've got guests who are going to be on more than once because there's just so much information. We want to make sure that we're covering things very thoroughly. Mm-hmm. We are going to have community members on. We're going to have episodes with just us four talking like we are today. Maybe like this, maybe a little bit more succinct. We'll see. But
goals.
But we'll do grab bags. We're gonna do Moms Talk Moms. All of those things.
YouTube.
All the good things.
Shannon,
that you've expected
you
out of us and more. Apparently,
I'm just torturing her. I'm just torturing
just
her.
Poking the bear.
They are really on me. It's fine.
Hey, but I feel like I'm good.
It's gonna be amazing.
It is. We're excited. Mm-hmm. We're excited.
We are. I'm excited to spend more time with my girls here. And to be able to bring more things to you. But if there are any things that you guys really want to hear, we do get messages and we try to answer them and fulfill them as much as we can. But reach out to us if there is a particular topic or you think there's somebody that we should have on that you know or that you feel like yourself should be on. We want to hear all these stories. Not all of the time. We seek out people too, but there have been people that we've had on the podcast that we did not know about until they approached us and they've become some of our favorite episodes and our favorite topics that we've discussed. So we're open to every avenue of this life and how it affects us, you know, autism or not, just being us in different parts of the United States and the world and what we can bring to those around us to help each other, you know,
So, and I do think also, if you guys DM us, don't be afraid to remind us if you don't hear back from us, because there are four of us managing one account. So sometimes things will sneak through. So don't ever be afraid to just give us a little tap, tap, you know.
I mean, we all need reminders.
We are only humans.
We all need prompting. Our kids need 100 of them. And we may also need 100. Yes. Because we're too busy.
All capital letters. Listen.
Listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda.
Okay. Listen, Linda. All right. We're going to wrap it up because we're at 39 minutes and we're just spiraling from here. So I feel like it's fine. I feel like I just did this.
Cheers to 2024.
So cheers to 2024.
Cheers.
Make sure you share us.
Yes.
On any platform, whether it's Instagram or if you're on any of your podcast players or now YouTube.
I kill all of you.
Make sure and give us a lovely review, because that's how we connect.
I'm anxious, stressed, and excited all at one time right now.
Same. We all are.
You know, if you don't like something, I don't know what to tell you.
Goodbye.
Too bad. So sad.
So sorry.
And on that note, cheers.
Yay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.